Hello everyone, it's Nick here, Nick Adamson. It's been an awful long time since I've done a boo, but hello, I am still here, I am still listening, and I want to join in, and I want to share some views, and I would love for other people to come back to me and say, no, you're wrong, or you're right, or I agree, or I disagree with whatever, right? But I'm going to come in on the whole election thing and voting, and I've been listening to Claire and Paul's boos, and I have to say they're good fun. I did love the theme music for Clegg. That was wonderful. So if you haven't listened to them, please go ahead and I'd recommend you do so. But I thought I would explain to you why I have voted what I have voted this year. And yes, I have already voted because I do a postal vote because it's easier. Where are my views? I have to say most things I'm central. I'm quite central on, although I'm probably leftward leaning. The fellows at work say I'm a wet lefty liberal. Some things I'm a little right, some things I'm a little left, but most things I'm in the centre. Last time I voted Lib Dems. In fact, actually the time before I think I voted Lib Dems. I'm not voting Lib Dems this time, and I'm going to go over why. So, for me, why did I vote Lib Dems last time? Because what they said made sense. I like their policies on an awful lot of things. They favour evidence-based policy, according to the way the way that a lot of them speak in the conferences and all that sort of stuff. They favour looking at what works and doing what works. They what they say on things like Trident in terms of we still need it, but maybe a slightly less expensive version of it. What they say on things like drug policy, which is rather than criminalising it, having it as part of health and social care, and working with people to get over addictions rather than chucking them in prison where it's only going to get worse, or fining them where it's going to get worse. And going after the dealers and the distributors rather than the users. That I'm very much in favour of. I'm not a drug user myself, but I think it's not the fact that I think drugs are good, because they're certainly not, but it's a policy that rather than criminalisation, which has been proved not to work, it's a policy that in many countries that have tried it have proved to be a way of reducing drug usage. But then I generally agree with the liberal. I'm quite liberal in terms of, people should just be allowed to get on with what they need to get on with. But then let where government needs to step in, they do it in a sensible way. But unfortunately, the last 5 years have shown to me that they talk a good talk, but they can't action their things. And you can say to me, well, they only had, 8% of the MPs. They were in coalition with the different Conservatives. But that doesn't mean you chuck away all of your principles. And I'm not talking here student loans, the student finance stuff. Because I think if they'd have known they were going to get into government, they'd have never made that promise. But it's certain things. It's things like the secret courts, where effectively they voted to support something that is so illiberal you wouldn't believe. It's the support, or not necessarily support, but the fact that they didn't make more noise about vans driving around London saying go home to, and that the fact they didn't make much more of a noise about that. It's the fact that that some of their key principles they just didn't go with. There's another one I'm trying to remember. When it's gone, but never mind. And it was something they voted for, and it's just not liberal. It's not evidence based, and it's effectively doing what they need to do to stay in power, and that's they've compromised too far for me. So they've been working with the Conservatives, and again, generally, I like quite a lot of what the Conservatives have to say in places. I think the support of people that work hard in terms of supporting families that work hard. But that has to mean, for me, what they've lost out on is the fact that that working hard doesn't automatically mean going to work. The other thing is that they they have an agenda over and above what they say. In terms of, you've got this, the far right of the party, which has seems to have far more sway. You've got personalities like Michael Gove, who did education and completely screwed it up and made so many ideological decisions that based on his own views rather than the evidence. You've got people like Ian Duncan Smith, who has absolutely wrecked our welfare system. And that's not to say that I think it was good as it stood. I think it needed changing. But what it needs changing with is an eye to realism. Stop viewing the world through your little bubble and look at the world as it actually is and put policies into place that reflect reality. So again, I like a lot of what they say. But unfortunately, I don't believe what they have to say is all they mean, and that they have far too much ideological. And actually, I generally like people that vote the way they believe. But you've got to look at the evidence, and the evidence just doesn't back up half of what the Conservatives stand for, as far as I can see. And that moves on to the far right, UKIP. Don't even get me started. I put a few tweets up about 6 months ago after looking at the UKIP website, and about 90% of what they state on their website are their beliefs. I completely disagree with. But what generally, okay, take one of the example. They don't agree with the European Court of Human Rights. Seriously, what is not. I think it's something like it's less than 1% of things that go to the Court of Human European Rights, whatever it's called, that come out of the UK get rejected and get overturned. We generally do really well on this stuff. We are far stronger being in Europe, and so on and so forth. Just everything, almost everything that Nigel Farage says, I disagree with. Although he is a very good communicator, I just disagree with what he actually has to say. So then moving left, we've got the Greens. And I have to say, the Greens were a really tempting option for me this year. But there are a few things that I cannot back up. Their view on housing, I think, is brilliant. They've got a really good view on housing. They've got really good views on things like drugs policy. They've got a fairly decent view on energy and how we use renewables. I think I like a lot of what they have to say, but there are a few things, and it's particularly defence for me that I don't think they're realistic on. So they seem to have the view that we should be a civilised world, and we don't really need defence, and we don't need to spend as much money on it as we do, and so on and so forth. This is the view that the way I make when I hear them speak about defence, particularly Natalie Green. This is the view that I think, they seem to be saying this, and it would be lovely if we could all live in peace, and that's fantastic, until you get someone like ISIL who come along and say, well, no, we don't want to. That's not what we want to do, and a number one priority of a government is to defend its citizens. So, unfortunately, that's one of the key things that means I can't vote Green, although they were very, very tempting this year. Nope, this year I am voting Labour. And I'm going to come back to why my vote is utterly pointless in a minute, but there we go. Generally, I like a lot of what they have to say. I think they speak a lot of sense on things like housing. They speak a lot of sense on things like zero-hour contracts. Gemma is not a zero-hour contract. It's called a casual contract, and it's with local government. And she could work one shift 1 week, 7 hours, and the next week be working 40. And it's incredibly hard to budget when you're on a contract like that. And she's been on a contract like that now for 6 months. And I think what I agree with a lot of what Labour have to say about this. But what I like about Labour is that they have a view, they have a vision that very much closely aligns with what I have to say. That's not to say that I agree with everything, because I don't. I don't like how closely they are aligned with unions. I'm not a fan of trade unions. Although I think they